Paula Gowland is with us tonight. She launches her book, Legless, One Woman's Journey from Trauma to Triumph. Good morning, Paula Gowland.
Good morning.
All right, now we're going to get straight down to the nitty gritty. You are missing a leg. What happened?
Well, I thought it was a great idea to stand on my bed and hang curtains that were just freshly washed and slipped off, landed on my feet and broke my tibia in four places downwards.
I remember when this happened. I remember it being in the news. That I remember talking about it on the radio, that a woman was hanging curtains and did this terrible break to her leg. You've broken your tibia in four places. How does it all go so terribly wrong from there?
It doesn't sound that serious, yeah, straight up. Like, I mean, that sounds nasty, but
you've,
not
you've
like
fallen off your bed.
You know.
Yeah, well, my leg swelled so quickly that they couldn't operate. And so they did external fixations, but unfortunately something went wrong after that operation. And I had what was called compartment syndrome. So unfortunately my leg was dead and still dying when they went to operate.
So where is your amputation? Are you above the knee?
I started as a below the knee, but there must have been a tiny bit of infection still left in the bone, and we ended up going above the knee after that.
And then I remember you ended up in a wheelchair because what did you do to your other leg?
Oh, my prosthetic leg malfunctioned and I tripped over and broke my other leg.
Unbelievable. And at this time you had three very young kids.
Yeah, my youngest was seven at the time.
It's unbelievable what you went through. How long were you in recovery before you got to a point where you had a working prosthetic leg, you could get around, you could be a mum and go to work?
Well, I spent on and off 756 days in hospital. So it was a
submit. That is just remarkable. That's 2 years all
yes,
up.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I had the accident on the 1st of June 2014. And I got home in the November of 2016.
Oh,
that blows my mind.
I'm just blown away by that.
Okay, you went on, and Mark and I were talking about you on the air earlier, and saying, you know, it just makes you make me wonder what I've been doing with my life, because you and your husband owned a business, but you were like, nah, we're cracking on, we're going to do something different now, and you have built a phenomenally successful business together, which is
our Sunshine Coast Art and Framing Gallery.
And you're so generous to Mix FM's Give Me Five. Last year, you were responsible for us raising about $30,000 in our art auction in your premises and your beautiful staff.
I think it's known as the fancy
art
auction.
It's the fancy art auction.
It's the fancy one, yeah.
How many staff did Sunshine Coast Art and Framing have when you started?
We had 4.5 staff.
And how many do you have now?
We now have 25.
Unreal.
Isn't that unreal?
Unbelievable.
And do you think that that's because of what you went through?
Yeah, I think so. I just wanted people to have a really fun environment to work. I wanted to really empower people to make their own decisions and to just love what they do. And that's the team that we have at Sunshine Coast Art and Framing Gallery. It's an amazing team.
Your outlook is remarkable, and you're kind of defiant with problems. It's like, oh, that's not a problem. It seems to be a problem for everyone else.
But I like to find solutions.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely obsessed with it, I'd say. I just can't believe this story. We're going to find out more about it tonight, though, at the Marucci RSL. Now, have I got this right?
No, Marucci Surf Club.
I'm sorry about that, Marucci Surf Club. But to book your copy and to be a part of the launch, you just go to paulagowland.com.au.
Yeah.
See how organised that was?
Yeah.
She's a very organised person, Caroline.
That's exactly right.
That straight
well
up.
Done. I've actually got tickets, so I'll see you there.
Oh, that's exciting.
All the details are there. Paula's story, very simple, and of course you can book those tickets. Paula, you're an amazing woman.
Thank you.
Amazing human. So.
And I love the name of your book, Legless. One Woman's Journey from Trauma to Triumph.
Yes.
It's 92.7 Mix FM. There goes Paula Gowland. If you want more deets, paulagowland.com.au. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
really
for
appreciate
having
it. Now you can get her a cup of tea, Caroline.
Yeah, I'll get you a cup of tea now.
We're going to rush earlier.